AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a new report on the coronavirus from the CDC is very encouraging.
Models, once projecting really grim news, now offer reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring.
The projection is a big drop in cases by the end of July. The Biden administration throwing its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections for vaccines to try to speed up the end of the pandemic. With restaurants still struggling from the pandemic, President Biden highlights his program to help eateries that have lost business. AP Sagar Magani has the story.
For the first time since taking office,
I don't know what they ordered for me.
The president stepped foot in a restaurant, visiting a Washington taqueria on Cinco de Mayo and leaving with tacos and enchiladas. The nearly $29 billion program is aimed at aiding an industry he says needs special help with pandemic recovery.
Our nation's restaurants were some of the first hit and the worst hit.
The relief program allows restaurants and bars to qualify for grants equal to their pandemic-related revenue losses.
We're opening the doors of this program so that restaurants all over the country can open their doors again.
The White House says more than 186,000 establishments applied in the program's first 2 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Atlanta Civil Service Board says city officials failed to follow their own procedures or due process when they fired police officer Garrett Rolfe after last June's shooting death of Rayshard Brooks, a black man, in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant. Rolfe has been charged in Brooks' death, but the city must reinstate him to the police department. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says he will be on administrative leave pending the outcome of the charges against him. This is AP News. A video is released of a French journalist saying he's been kidnapped in Mali.
The head of the Africa Desk for Reporters Without Borders confirmed that journalist Olivier Dubois had been kidnapped on April the 8th while working in Mali's northern city of Gao.
We have reason to believe the worst scenario, unfortunately, and there is fair chances that he was indeed kidnapped by this armed group.
Dubois confirmed in the video that he was kidnapped by the Al-Qaeda-linked group JNIM. Frogué has appealed to French and Malian authorities to help release him.
We're calling on the authorities to do everything they can.
The French Foreign Ministry confirmed his disappearance, saying they're in touch with his family and Malian authorities.
Two Asian women, one of them 84 years old, were stabbed by a man without warning as they waited for a bus yesterday in downtown San Francisco. Police say the women are still hospitalized. A suspect was arrested about 2 hours after the attack. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.